Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Those who are not subject to the laws of God or don't have Christ ruling their life, they live by their desires, their own carnal desires. We as Christians were sent to be light and salt and to help people to understand really the way they should live according to the Word of God. Now, it's their choice. We will never, ever make anyone do anything. No, we'll leave that to those other religions that if you follow Christianity or something, they cut your head off or something like that. No, we leave that to that. No, we don't do that. But we certainly do witness the truth of God's word to people, and we must do it. We must never compromise our faith, because it's spiritual warfare we're dealing with. We're dealing with the devil and his desire to take over the world and to bring judgment upon our world for disobeying God who created the world and every single one of us in here. You say, well, why are you talking like this? Well, you know why I'm talking like this. Our world is changing. The morality of this nation is changing, and it's not all right with God. It should not be all right with you if you're a child of God. The latest thing is Target said it will now allow transgender visitors to its stores to use the public bathroom. And they feel this is fitting because it best aligns with the person's gender identity. I'm just reading this. I'm not going to preach on this. I have a whole nother message. On Tuesday, it posted the following statement on the website. Recent debate around proposed laws in several states has reignited a national conversation about inclusivity. There it is. So earlier this week, we reiterate with our team members where Target stands and how our beliefs are brought to life and how we serve our guests. This is our core belief at Target. It's something we celebrate. We stand for equality and equity and strive to make our guests and team members feel accepted, respected, and welcome into our stores and workplaces every day. We believe that every person, every team, every member, every guest, and every community deserves to be protected from discrimination and treated equally. Consistent with this belief, Target supports the Federal Equality Act, which provides protections for the LGBT individuals and opposes action that enables discrimination against them. The statement comes after North Carolina's move to restrict public restrooms use to the gender listed on a person's birth certificate. That measure has sparked a national debate, and many companies and celebrities have announced plans to pull businesses from the state or boycott. And now Target finds itself the target of a boycott. For the American Family Association is doing just that, asking for a boycott of Target for its stated policy, and the company is currently fielding furious customers' queries on social media. Now, I'm not going to preach on this, but you're the light. And I'm going to tell you this, the devil will never stop. Give him an inch and he'll take the world. And if you don't want a changed world that will threaten your children in a bathroom, do nothing about it. I'm just being frank with you. The devil's out of control, folks. Hey, listen, equal rights, equality, all that stuff is fine. It's in the Bible. Jesus did more about it than anybody else. But when we start making decisions that are harmful to our kids and really departs from the Word of God, that's when Christians need to do something about it. And let the church say,
amen.
Amen. I'm glad I got a big amen. Now we can start our message. Today the message is called Destiny Requires Warfare. Can you say that? Destiny requires warfare. Probably none of you like war. But I can tell you, you're in it. Because as a child of God, you are in spiritual warfare with the devil. It's a fact. Whether you like it or not, that's a fact. Winston Churchill became Prime Minister of Great Britain at age 65. Later, he wrote about that time. He said, "I felt as if I were walking with destiny, and that all my past life had been in preparation for this hour and this trial." He later wrote, "Never give in, never give in, never, 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 in nothing, great or small, large or petty, neither give in except to your convictions of honor and good sense. Never, 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 never give up." I want you to repeat something after me. Say, "I have a divine destiny. I was predestined for success, and I must fight to fulfill my destiny." Now, let me talk to you today, and I want to talk from my heart to you. From the youngest child to the oldest adult here, God created you to be a person of influence on His behalf. In fact, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 20, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us, so we dare not be quiet. God spoke to a child named Samuel and made him a prophet that would judge His people and later anoint kings. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 3 and 1, the boy Samuel was serving the Lord under the priest Eli, and he was asleep in the temple of the Lord where the ark of the Lord was kept. The ark represented the presence of God, His throne on earth, and Samuel was sleeping right next to the ark. So the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel said, "Here I am," and he responded. Well, that went on to become an experience Samuel never forgot, because God used him in such a tremendous way to influence his entire generation and generations to come. There was a young woman named Esther, and she was Jewish, and God chose her to marry a king. Why? To influence a nation and save her people from death. You see, Satan uses people. And if you don't get this right, you're going to have a problem with people. You cannot fight against people and win. You must understand that the people who attack you are really being sent by the devil himself. And the only way you truly can defeat them is through spiritual warfare. And we're going to talk more about that today. Well, God had already established a destiny for a young woman to deliver the people. This king's official named Haman deceived the king to make a decree to kill all of the Jewish people. And Esther, in fact, if she intervened, she would be putting her life at risk. Listen to the story in Esther 4 and 11. She told her uncle, Mordecai, all the king's officials and even the people in the provinces know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds up his golden scepter. And the king has not called me to talk to me for 30 days. Mordecai sent back this reply to Esther. He said, "Well, don't think for a moment that you will be safe in this palace. You won't escape. And if you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. And then he said these words, who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this? Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, go and gather together all the Jews and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days or nights, and my maids and I will do the same. And then, though it's against the law, I will go to see the king, and if I must die, I must die. You were chosen by God and given supernatural influence to do what? To accomplish one of God's divine missions here on earth. You know, every person came here born with a mission from God. Look at the person next to you because they may not be aware of that. Say, you were born to fulfill a divine mission. God has a purpose for your life. Now, folks, listen. Every person was born with a purpose. Every person was born with a destiny that God desires to be fulfilled in their lives. And God is God. He's the one who determines these things with our help. That is why it's so important that we cooperate with God and we obey His word so that we can walk in the center of His will for our lives. The problem is many times we want to do it our way. We want to live life the way we want. Well, when you do that, you're fighting against your own destiny. You're fighting against the things that God had already planned for your life. And those things are to bless you and to help you to be the light and to be the salt. And to have the influence on the lives of the people who need you. People who are waiting for you. There are people in your life right now that you have influence over. By friendship or by authority of some kind. By relationship. That God wants you to use on His behalf.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible tells us in Isaiah 46 and 9, I alone am God. I am God, and there is no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens. Everything I plan will come to pass because I do whatever I wish. And yet God has given us free will to decide if we want to do His will. You say, oh, come on. Look at the Garden of Eden. God told Adam, the day you eat of that fruit, you'll die. Don't do it. And yet he and Eve both ate it in opposition to the will of God, and sin entered into the world. That's why we're the way we are today as a world, with all of the horror and the poverty, and you go on and on and on, because two individuals broke God's law and walked away from Him. To say that they didn't have a choice would mean that God is the one who set that up. and it's not scriptural. We do have a choice to either serve God or to disobey God. God has predestined those who serve and obey Him for blessing and to be surrounded with favor and success. But always remember, it's for His kingdom's sake. God never makes you rich and gives you favor just for you. No, you were brought here into this world to represent God. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. Your life is to represent God. And when you do, He blesses you. He gives you favor. He gives you success. There's a plan that you can choose to follow or ignore. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, that there's a plan. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans to prosper you, not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope." Let me say this. You've got to walk by faith to receive and to achieve the life that God intended for you to have. And this is the reason why we're talking about this today, because it's so important for you to realize that your destiny was written before your birth and that God predestined your success, but it's according to your choice. And because God loves you and God has given you influence, this is the reason why you will find the opposition in your life. It's from the devil. Because the devil opposes every promotion that God gives. How many of you have ever prayed the prayer of Jabez? Let me see your hand. I've been praying that prayer from the beginning of the year and believing God for promotion. Well, let me make you aware of a fact. That when your Jabez promotion comes, it's an invitation for the enemy to attack you. Because the devil recognizes you as a person of greater influence on behalf of God's kingdom. That's just the way it works. Promotions require more prayer, more Bible study, more church, more faith, because you're going to fight more opposition. Come on, say, I want promotion. But it's going to be more battles then. You know, when you're promoted, celebrate for about a day. Thank God and praise God that He's seen you worthy to have more influence. Come on, repeat after me and tell the person next to you. Tell this to this person next to you. Come on, tell them. Your promotion is really about influence. See, you'll get a raise, hopefully a good one. You'll get a better office. Something great will happen to your life in those ways. But please understand, it's always about influence. Always about influence. God is giving you greater influence. Whether it's in the lives of children when you're a teacher, or in some other occupation in business, or even being married and having a child. Your influence is changing in the lives of people more intimately. See, you have to understand why all of this happens, though. It's all tied to you representing God's kingdom. It's not about representing yourself. In our couples class and ministry, it's one of the things that we talk about a lot. The fact that God placed your spouse in your life so that He could love that person through you. And that you need to get out of the way. Let God love them. Stop putting demands on their lives that they change. One of the funniest things about marriage is we find a person who is different than us, and then we get married and we want them to be just like us. Well, you know it's true. You get upset. Well, why can't you We don't want to say, well, why can't you be like me? But why do you have to be like that? If they become like you, you won't want them. You'll be looking for somebody else that's the opposite again. God puts us in each other's lives because of the influence that he wants us to have on each other, representing him. Come on, let's do something together. Look at the person next to you and say, I'm in your life so that I can love you the way God wants to love you. Now, I don't know if you believe that or not, but it's the truth anyway. The devil opposes everything that God does. Spiritual warfare is real, and you will have to fight the enemy to protect your appointed destiny. Listen, in Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, it says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the enemy. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing. Therefore, stand your ground. Listen, God has given you power to stand your ground. This is important for you to understand, especially those of you who are being promoted or you're praying for a promotion. Can I tell you this? Promotion is coming to all of you if you'll believe and receive it. You need to understand this about promotion, though. You will be opposed, but God has given you power to stand your ground. Say, stand your ground. Look at the person next to you and say, you will be promoted, you will be opposed, but stand your ground. Now, let me tell you, what is this all about? God does not want you to retreat, because that is the territory he's given you on his behalf to reign for the kingdom of God, for you to have influence in the lives of the people around you. In every business, there is a corporate culture. In schools, in education, on and on, there's a culture. God wants to infiltrate every area, every place with the culture of the kingdom of heaven. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, listen, thy will be done on earth even as it's being done in heaven. See, God wants to bring his influence upon the earth, and he does it through you.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Fight for Your Divine Destiny. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your love, your grace, and your favor, the divine favor that you give us in our lives. Lord, help us to be responsible with that favor, that we will share with others the favor you've given us when we're supposed to, and we'll also withhold the favor when we should withhold it. Lord, you want everyone to look to you for salvation and for help. Help us not to stand in the way, but help us, Lord, to speak your word and to encourage people to know you in a better way. Bless your people today. We just ask for supernatural favor upon all of our lives. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you, Lord God, that our troubles
are behind us, even as we keep our trust in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.